Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, which deals with the halachos of Bris Milah on Shabbos. We're on Sif Zayin, which is found at the bottom of Kuf Ayin Gimel Omid Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Lo hayolo komun shochuk me'erv Shabbos. If you didn't have komun, komun is usually translated as cumin, a certain type of spice, so you don't have this therapeutic type of a material that was ground up before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to, lo yishrakenu, you're not allowed to go and grind it up on Shabbos. What should you do? It's necessary, apparently, for the post-mila care of the baby. So if you don't have it ground up before Shabbos, you're not allowed to grind it on Shabbos, he says, elaloes bishinov, chew it in your mouth, and this will prepare it in a way like it was ground up. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Dalet explains the machshirei mila, those things that are necessary to help you do the bris mila, ainam dochenes haShabbos. The bris mila itself is docha Shabbos, but all these preparations for the bris mila should have been done erev Shabbos, and they're not docha Shabbos. And therefore, the alkein imiyav sholo le'aso b'shinov tidocha mila. If you're not able to get this cumin, which was essentially necessary for the bris mila post-operative care, so then if you didn't have it ground beforehand, then you weren't able to chew it on Shabbos, so then you wouldn't do the bris mila on Shabbos. That's how far the rabbis extended over here the gzeira. The lav davka shchika shehimulacha el afilu lohavi kamon derech mavish ein meshutef nami aser. It's not only the grinding of the cumin over here that would be a problem, but even bringing it through a rishus harabim that didn't have an eruv around it would also not be allowed. Uki delel sivav, as we learned in yesterday's shir. V'chei lo yomar, and likewise, a person shouldn't say, well, amul also, I'll do the bris mila, and now the baby will be considered a chol sheyesh b'sakana, I can do anything necessary, including grinding up the kamon afterwards. U'l'cheshi yitztarech achar kach l'samamonim mishum sakana eshchok, and the child is now in a status of a pikuach nefesh situation, so I'm now allowed to do this. Do pikuach nefesh, do chas shabbos, because I would be able to say in that setting that I'm allowed to do this because of pikuach nefesh. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us you can't do that. The kiven the ach shav yodeya, because before the bris mila, you know that it would be necessary to have this cumin. Shev shalom below sammonim achar mila. You don't have these things, you won't be able to do the bris mila properly. Mutav tidoch hamila. In this situation, the rabbi said it would be better not to do the mila on Shabbos mizmana, v'lo yavi atzmo lidei chilu Shabbos, and to prevent the grinding of the cumin or other isurim d'oraisa that would have to be performed for you on Shabbos. Because, kiven shoya ef sholochachem yesmo, this goes with the rubric that we learned yesterday, that anything that could be done before Shabbos must be done before Shabbos, otherwise the rabbis instituted a gzerovia that you can't do the bris mila bizman on Shabbos, even b'makom koris, even though this is such a strict din to do a baby's bris mila. Furthermore, the Mishmaru adds, Vida, dimnis vadaloli achar milo shen lo kamon. If you did the bris mila and then you realize you don't have any kamon, then bivadai mutu lohavi af derech rishus harabim lishchok. Then you certainly, once you did after the fact that you had the bris mila, you thought you had cumin and somebody said, oh no, it's not there, so then you'd certainly be allowed to grind it or bring some from a rishus harabim. Mikol makom, however, im efshalo lishanos b'chol zeh, mibli shiagim mizeh, hezik lachole tzorech lishanos. If you're able to go and somehow get these necessary items for the post-operative mila care, and you can do this without transgressing an issur d'oraisa, and it won't hurt the baby at all, so then you should do this in a shinui way, knock it down to an issur d'rabbanan, as long as it won't hurt the baby. Ukmoshin is bar b'simen shin chav ches sif yud beis, as we've already learned in previous shiur. The issue footnote number 23 brings down that we've already learned Shemachshir Mila Shev Shalasos in the Erev Shabbos Einan Dochum Shabbos. Remind ourselves of the principle over here that anything that should have been done before Shabbos is not allowed to be done on Shabbos if you didn't do this. And the Chazanish adds over here Shafilu Baofen Shelo Yochol Lasos in the Erev Shabbos, even if it was done in a way that you couldn't do it on Erev Shabbos. Bikomokom Kivin Shebederech Klal Efshar Lasos in the Erev Shabbos. Also, lasos b'Shabbos. If for whatever the reason you weren't able to do it on Erev Shabbos, but normally it would be able to be done on Erev Shabbos, you're still not allowed to do it on Shabbos when you should have been able to do it before Shabbos. The issue foot number 24 brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains that putting yourself into a situation where you're now going to have to be mechallel Shabbos, you'll do the bris mila and say, oh, now we don't have cumin. We're now going to have to crush the cumin. So while it's heter in that situation, technically crush the cumin, nevertheless, this would be an issur d'rabbanan to have put yourself into such a situation. And he says, therefore, according to his opinion, since it's only an issur d'rabbanan that you'd be transgressing, the mitzvah to do the bris mila on time would allow you to go and transgress even this issur d'rabbanan that you don't have the cumin available to you. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita brings down Shamachnis es atzmo l'sarkonim b'shabes atzmo b'ofen shiovo aydei kach l'mloches b'kuach nefashos over al isur deraisa. He says putting yourself into this situation would be an isur deraisa itself as well. Chaber continues and he writes, in lo erev me esmo yayin v'shem and li ten olea. Likewise, they had a custom, as the Mishbur explains, as if katan chafei kachayu regilim. It was their custom that they would go and mix wine and oil together and put it on the bris milah site. Shema arvin v'torvin bikara yayin v'shem. And the Mishbur explains that they would put into a plate and then mix together the wine and the oil. Kiderach shetorfin beitza bikara, just like you don't scramble an egg, they would go and stir up the wine and oil together. So this was their custom. And if you didn't do this on erev Shabbos, the Mechaber tells us, lo yarvim hayom, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos in the normal way. What should you do? Eliyitin kolecha levado. You first put on the wine and then you put on the oil or something like that. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Chavav, Pirish, the also larvim makari. You're not allowed to go mix them together in a plate. What should you do? Elenostim zeb if neyatzma al makom hamaka. You put some of the wine on the place of the mila. Vezeb if neyatzma al makom hamaka. And then you put some of the oil on the place of the mila. Alternatively, you could put them both into a plate, but you're not going to mix them together with your hand. And if they mix on their own, they mix on their own. This is brought down by the Kesef Mishnah from the Me'iri. In addition, the Chofetz Chaim says there's much more details to be found on this Ayin and the Bir Halach over here, Dibra Masu, Lo Yarvim Hayom. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Chav Zayin. You put the oil in separately from the wine. So Kosav Beis Yosef, the Lashar Chol, Limnami Osul Ariv. The same thing would apply if you have a wound that you're treating in this way with a non-bris milah situation. He brings that from the Morgan of Rome. You also can't mix them together. And he says, Ayin Adibir Halacha, Da'idei Shina L'kuli Amushari. He concludes this Bir Halacha, Dibra Masul, L'Arvim Hayom, that says, the bottom line is, everybody says, if you do it with a Shinoi, this would be acceptable. And Dishu footnote number 28 brings down that we already learned previously in Shin Chav Ches, if Yud Zayin, Shemut Lassos Refua, Sheesh Ba'isad Rabban and Aide Shino. You are allowed to do a Refua if you do it with a Shinoi. When it was only an Isad Rabbanan, you can do this even for a Chol She'embo, Sarkona, or even Sarkonas Eder. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Ein osin lo choluk. You're not allowed to go make a bandage over here. What is this choluk? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ke'ein kis dochuk she'osim. In Sivkat and Chavches, he explains that this is some sort of a tight bandage over here. U'mechasim rosh ha'gid, it covers up the head, the glands of the gid, ado atorah, until the corona, until the crown, the kosher sham, and then you tie it over there, and this prevents shelo yachzor ha'or l'chasus ha'gid. This prevents the remaining orla that's left on the child from coming back up and covering over the corona and the glands. So the Mechaber tells us you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. What happens if it's not prepared? You need to use something. You take some sort of a shmata, a rag, a clean bandage or something like that, and you go wrap it around to prevent the orla from coming back up. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if you don't have this, Korech al etzbo derech malbush. What you'd be allowed to do is go and take such a bandage from the house that you have such a bandage and put it on your finger like you're wearing it. L'shanos mi derech otzah. This way it's not considered the normal carrying that you would carry this bandage from one place to another than the way you would carry it on a weekday. B'chol. Umevi derech chotzer acheres afilu lo nishtat fu yochad. And then you'd be allowed to carry it in a courtyard even though the courtyard didn't have an eruv around it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chavtes explains, Afilu no does that kodem mila, and even if you do this before the mila, in other words, you know that you don't have this bandage prepared, you're still allowed to do bris mila. In dochen amila b'nei zeh, you don't push aside the mila for that. In other words, you are allowed to do the bris mila, even though this will entail you're wearing this bandage on your finger in this fashion. This is brought down by the Kesef Mishnah, and it's also in the Vilna Gaon. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Lamed says you can go through a non-Erev area. Aval derech rishus harabim osur. But if you have to transgress an issur d'oraisa, then you're not allowed to. Kivin she'ein derech malbush mamish, because wearing this bandage on your finger is not really called wearing it, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed through a rishus harabim. However, v'derech karmelis, but only through an issur d'rabbanan, derech karmelis, mitzadit el yirabah lahatir. The el yirabah does permit you to do this. Ayin shom, look over there. Siv test, the Mechaber writes, Bizman chachmei Gemara, during the times of the Gemara, if they didn't go and wash the baby lifnei hamila, before the bris mila, as well ula achar mila, after the bris mila, ubiyom shlishi, and the third day after the bris mila, b'mayim chamin, with hot water, hayim asukin. It was considered dangerous in those days. Now, lefikach, therefore, the rabbi said, niskiku lichtov mishpato kishuchol yos b'shabbos. Therefore, the rabbis had to allow you to go do this on Shabbos when there was no alternative, because it would be a sakana for the baby. But the Mechaber writes, Va'idna, nowadays, lo nohagu beruchitza klal. The times have changed, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, the nishtanu hatfoyim, the physical way that we go take care of a baby, maybe the way the babies are, has changed. Nishtana hateva, the science has changed, the nature has changed over here, and therefore, the rechitza is not an essential part of the bris milah. Therefore, v'dino lirchotz b'shabbos, therefore the original permissibility to go wash on Shabbos is no longer there. In ratzu kedin, rechitza is called adam, and instead, you're only allowed to go wash the baby over here. V'dino lirchotz b'shabbos only can do this in the normal way that you're allowed to go wash any other person, not only a child who's just had his bris milah. The Ramon now comments, and he says, Hagah, ubimdinos elu, nowadays, noagim l'rochtzul lefnei amila, the custom was to wash the child before the bris mila, b'chamin, with hot water, shehuchum meyesmol, that they would heat up for a Shabbos bris on Friday afternoon. Ula achar amila, and likewise, after the bris mila, they would go and wash the baby b'matzi Shabbos, they didn't wash the baby on Shabbos. V'cheinim ayom ashlishili l'matzi Shabbos, likewise, it was a Thursday bris mila, so the third day afterwards is Shabbos, when it was necessary to wash the baby, v'roin sheit sorach l'rochtzul, and there was a need to wash the baby, likewise, machinim chamin, they would take prepared water from Friday, and the rochetzin also b'Shabbos, and they would wash the baby on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Zivkot Lamed Beis. Klomar, he's telling us over here, the Ramah, the Bimkom Moseinu, during the time and area where the Ramah lived. Av kiein havlod mesukon kol kach kimo b'imehem. Even though it wasn't the same as during the times of the Gemara, when it was a real danger, nevertheless, they used to wash the baby. Achein al kopanim tzorach gadol yesh medover. There is a pressing need to go and wash the baby, they felt. Lefikach, therefore, al rechitza shekodim hamila. Therefore, for the washing that's done before the bris mila, hinichu al dino de Gemara. They left it the way the Gemara's din was. Shemutu l'rotzo b'chamin shehuchmu b'yesmo. You'll have to go wash the baby with hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. The issue footnote number 29 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that sell in the Igros Moshe that if a Jewish person did heat up the water on Shabbos, or he told a Nochri to heat up the water on Shabbos, they were allowed to use this water and do the bris milah. Because the rabbis did not put a knas into effect in this situation because it was in the setting of a mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ula achar amila, after the bris milah, ein kpeida im yamtinu ad matzei Shabbos. They didn't allow any washing to be done on Shabbos because they felt it was perfectly acceptable to wait till matzei Shabbos to continue doing the washing that they felt was somewhat necessary. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains that their minhag was to wash the baby. However, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, v'yizoher shelo yashre sodin b'mayim, you have to make sure that you don't soak the cloth over here in water. D'shriyaso hi chibuso, as we've learned already previously, that soaking it in water would also entail automatically washing the garment or the cloth over here, and therefore that's not allowed because that would be cleaning it. But if a non-Jewish person were to do this, one might be able to be lenient. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'gam yizar mischitas asod." You have to be very careful not to squeeze out this cloth over here as well, so you don't transgress the issur of schita, squeezing on Shabbos. V'im nishbach hachamim, if you had prepared hot water beforehand, but it spilled out, now it's Shabbos, what are you going to do? Yochel lo me'alein Yehudi lohavi mayim shuchmo bishvilein Yehudi. You can ask a non-Jewish person to bring water that had been warmed up for a non-Jewish person. However, avolo yomar le'inu Yehudi, but you're not allowed to tell the non-Jewish person lohochem lechatchila, that he should warm up water specifically for this baby. Then the Mishnah continues, and he says, Tinok shayachol levin isrape, if you had a sick child, and then the Baruch Hashem, the child got better, so oser atash beis lamula b'yom chamishi, you're not allowed to go do a bris milah on this child on Thursday, because the third day after would be Shabbos. The Shema yitztarchu l'chal Shabbos alav b'yom shlish l'milasa. There's a more likely chance that you're going to have to do a transgression on a Shabbos on this baby if you did the meal on Thursday, so don't do it on Thursday. However, that's the opinion of the Tashbates. The Mishnah brings down the Shach in Yoredeya, Sof Simon, Reish Samach Vav, as well as the Mogen Avram, both are matirim to allow to do the bris milah on Thursday, even though the third day afterwards will be Shabbos, and the higher likelihood you may have to transgress Shabbos. And likewise, the Chayin Hiskim El Yerab Lahatir, the El Yerab also was Momekel over here, the Ein Machmitz and Esa Mitzvah, the reasoning being that you don't want to delay doing the mitzvah, you want to do the mitzvah as soon as you can. If the best day to do it, the first day you can do it is Thursday, you're allowed to do it Thursday, even though it may lead possibly to a transgression, a Chilul Shabbos, because that's the third day after the milah. The issue footnote number 31 brings down the same halacha according to the Tashbates applies if you're being mal eger, when he's converting. You shouldn't convert him on Thursday because it could lead to a potential Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. Ulinyan mila shelo bismana biyom vav. What about a Friday bris mila that's not done bismana? So for whatever the reason, the baby couldn't have the bris mila. Now Friday, the doctors say the baby's allowed to have the bris mila. So the Shach writes, from the Tashbetz, it seems that it would be mutter to do a bris mila because it's only the third day afterwards, which would be a Thursday bris to Shabbos, that's a problem. But a Friday bris, the problem would be on Sunday, and therefore there's no chilul Shabbos concern over here. However, others disagree, and they feel that it's the third day is the end of the time that there's a likelihood to transgress Shabbos, but day one and day two are equally likely to go and transgress Shabbos as well. And therefore, according to them, you should postpone the Mila of the Ger from not doing it on Thursday, Friday. Of course, you can't do it on Shabbos, but you should do it on Sunday. Lemaisa, where you do Brisson for a child that it's not Bismana on both Thursday and on Friday. Ein machmitza, it's a mitzvah. We don't delay doing the mitzvah. Once the doctors and the halacha say that you're allowed to do the bris mila, we always do it as soon as possible. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Daled says that they would prepare the hot water before Shabbos. Mashma, it appears from here, dim lo hechinu, also lohochem aydeinu Yehudi. If they didn't prepare before Shabbos, and you can't ask a non-Jewish person to go and heat up the water for you. Then machzikin also bistama lechole rak lemitzdar k'tzas. Because we don't consider the child over here to really be a chola, but we consider him to be a mitzvah, and you're not allowed to go and ask a non-Jewish person to be mechal Shabbos for a mitzvah. However, ach im harove omer shetzorich, if the doctors say it's necessary, then bevada ein lahachmi b'kach, then you're allowed to go and ask a non-Jewish person to go and heat up the water for you in this situation. Sivkat and lamed hey ulachal love Shabbos. You're allowed to go be Michal Shabbos if the doctors say it's necessary, of course. Hainu afilu lohochim v'atzvah. Then you don't even ask a non-Jewish person to do it. You can do it yourself. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Odom shalomol me'olam. A first-time mohel. He's never done a bris mila before. Lo yomul b'Shabbos. The first time he does a bris mila should not be on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Lamed Vav, the Chayshinon Shema Yukalka. We have to be extra concerned over here that the first time he does it, he's not going to do it right. The Nimtza Mechalo Shabbos Shlo B'Mok Mitzvah. So he won't have performed the mitzvah, so therefore he'll just have been Mechalo Shabbos. The issue footnote number 32 brings down, V'yavki Sh'omir Agabav Mohel Mumcha Sh'mashkiach Shlo Yukalka. Even if somebody standing over him was a professional mohel who really knows what he's doing, nevertheless, the Birki Yosef brings down, Sh'asalo Limo. Don't do the first bris mila that you're ever going to do on Shabbos. Too dangerous. The issue footnote number 33 brings down, if a person who's a Mechal Shabbos with a Hesed does a bris mila, so then the Machne Chayim brings down Sheino Mo'ila, Variz Echilu Shabbos Shalom B'Mok Mitzvah. It doesn't help, it doesn't count, and this is Chilu Shabbos that's not in the setting of a mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, Bu adin im lo para me olam, also lefro b'Shabbos. This is true over here. If the person never did a Priya on Shabbos, shouldn't be the first time you should do it. Gan kemi tam zeh, the same reasoning applies. Then the Mishnah says, Mol shabo v'yom ha-shekvar mol pam achas b'chol. If a mohel comes along and says, I've done this before, he's believed. Nemon. Vein tzorach lavi ra'i. He doesn't have to bring any proof. V'yoradei sov simen reish samach vav. Kosev b'agol ramor writes over there, shetov l'hachmi l'chatchila shelo yomolu shnei mohalim mila achas b'shabbos. Don't have two mohalim over here do a bris mila on Shabbos. What does that mean? Shezeh yomol v'zeh yifra. One person will do the mila and one person will do the priya. Ella, it would be better, hamol hu atzmo yifra, the one who does the bris mila part should also do the priya part. Nevertheless, he brings down, while that's the opinion of the Ramah, aval harbi achronim kosu sheyesh lahoka was there. There are many achronim, he brings down in Shar Tzion, Oschav Dal, the Shach, the Taz, the Bach, the Ateres Sekein, the Pisrei Tshuva, the name of the Nod Yehuda, the Teferet Tzvi, all say that you don't have to be concerned about this. You can have two different mo'alim, one do the Mila, one do the Priya. And he says, V'chein haminog b'chol medinas polim, tomid, heim shnei mo'alim, that they often did this. This was the regular way they did it. Zechotech, one did the actual cutting. Zeporeh, one did the Priya. And this was true whether it was bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. The Shavut number 34 brings down from the Shelos Shuvas Olotzion that that's not the minog of the Svardim. They only had one person that did both. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chochmas Adam, Klal Kuf Memtes, who writes, Cause of the Alkoponim, Lo Yichabi Shlosh Vene Adam, don't make three people, Haporia Yamotzes, let the Priya do the Mitzitza. Don't have three separate kibudim over here. But the Yeshua's Yaakov's Dachas there, because of the Mitzitza, Yochlios Miachar. He said, no, you can have all three. One do the Mila, one do the Priya, one do the Mitzitza. Do Inyam Mifnei Atzmo, it's a separate Inyam. Machari then continues and he says, Avol Amol Kfar Pa Machas, if the person did a Mila beforehand, Mutal Lomim Shabbos, he's allowed to go do the Mila on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, Ula Inyan Yontif, Imhu Yontif Sheini, Golius Bevadi Yesh Lachal. You certainly can do this on the second of Yontif and Chutz La'aretz, or Yontif Rishon Yesh Deos Ben Achronim. There are different opinions whether you can do this on the first day. Achmi Yodea Beatzvo Shiochal Lomov, Eno Moel Acher, Bevadi Ein Lachmir. If he's the only one available, you don't have to be Machmir. He's allowed to do it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamches writes, "Afilu Iko Achad the Mozim and Tuvah." Even if somebody else has done more Bris Milas than him, as long as he's done one beforehand, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. We have a little bit left in the Siman, and Mi'etz Hashem, we will conclude this tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.